The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Well, hello and welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. It's lovely to see you. It's lovely to be with you. So for today, this fresh new day, whatever day it is, whatever time zone, for today, the topic I'd like to invite us to engage with is patience for ourselves, patience for ourselves, and patience for others. Patience, such a beautiful quality of the heart and mind. So patience. In praise of patience, in praise of patience. Such a useful parami. Parami is the name of what's called 10 perfections in Buddhism. There are 10 beautiful qualities of the heart, and patience, kanti. Kanti is one of them, patience. So patience as an expression of metta, as an expression of kindness for ourselves. Let's consider, you know, this mind, this body, we take it to be ours. We take it to be, we take it so personally, especially when maybe it doesn't feel well, or it's sluggish, or it forgets something, or it gets agitated, or it gets upset, angry, this heart, this mind, this body. What if we treated this being as we would treat an elderly beloved parent? Just, it's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. It's all right. I'll have patience with you. I'll have patience with you, instead of being short-tempered with ourselves. Like, ah, oh, you forgot this again, or ah, oh, gosh, you lost it, or whatever it might be. Whatever it might be, or you're sleeping again. Oh my goodness, you're distracted again. Fill your favorite habitual pattern in there, the one that you lose your patience with. What if we had patience? So you might wonder, oh, wait a minute. If I have too much patience with myself, then I'll never improve. I'll always be distracted and sleepy and forgetful and angry. Not exactly. So not exactly. The idea of patience is not acquiescence. It's not to accept and resign ourselves. That's not the idea here. It's actually, it's like a very wise Aikido move. And the Aikido move, Aikido, for those who may not be familiar with this martial arts, the idea is you use the energy of the opponent. You use the energy and you redirect it in a very skillful way. You don't oppose it. You redirect it. You redirect the energy. So the idea of the redirection here is, say, with the pattern that is troublesome, or for one thing, it may not even be our fault anyway, if it's with the body or the mind, or we're not feeling well and we feel betrayed by the body. And then with the other patterns, with the anger and loss of temper, etc., having patience with ourselves, actually, that moment of acceptance is like shifting the energy, like, okay, you're here. I see that you're here. I accept that you're here. Instead of fighting you. Now that you're here, okay, how can I work with you? That is, in that moment, wisdom can come in. How can I work with you? And again, I've named a range of different patterns in the mind and in the body. And some of them might be realized the body is just tired or sleepy or angry or having a hard time. Like, okay, rest, patience, patience, patience. And then with some of the patterns, maybe another skillful means is helpful. But patience, patience, taking our time, taking our time with heartfulness. All right, there's more I can say, but I think that's enough. Let's just practice together and see what arises in our reflections, in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in the areas that we can have just a little more patience for ourselves and, of course, patience for others. So, all right, let's practice. Let's land in our seats. Let's arrive. Calling forth the power of patience in this moment. Can we have patience as this body settles, relaxes, lets go, or maybe it doesn't let go just yet. Maybe it's too agitated to let go right now. Can we be patient with that? With whatever the conditions are. Whatever is arising in this moment, in this body, in this mind, space of the emotions, can we have patience with it as we gently invite the body to settle? It's just an invitation. It's not meant to be forceful. Like a hammer, it's just an invitation. And can a quality of patience inhabit the body, especially the lower part of the body, sense of stability, groundedness, receiving the breath? Can patience be intertwined with awareness right now? To receive the breath, all the time in the world, for just this breath. As if this in breath is the most important awaited breath in the world, to take its time, not waiting for the next in breath, just this one, just this out breath, deliciously enjoying with patience. It's arising in this moment. receiving just this breath. Just the sensation of the breath in the body. Not going off to the past or into the future. Resting, moment of refuge. Spending another few minutes just settling with the breath, with patience. And if there is lack of patience right now with anything, sense of irritability, lack of patience, can you be patient with that? Can you be patient? Can you be patient with lack of patience or with the judgmental mind or whatever is coming up? It's something challenging. Be patient with lack of patience. See how that might feel like an Aikido move, to be patient with lack of patience. Does your heart relax a little bit more? Is there more ease? And if you like, I'd like to invite you to a little experiment, staying grounded with the body, feeling the breath. Bring to your heart, bring to your body memory, not to get too heady. But bring the memory into your body, to the felt sense of your body. A memory of maybe today or yesterday. Maybe an occasion where something happened. Some mishap. Maybe you were a little less patient than normal with yourself. Maybe you're impatient. Maybe a judgmental mind arose, or any other version of it for you. Gently, ever so gently, without getting off kilter. If you get off kilter, let it go. Keeping a sense of calm, bringing this memory to your body. The felt sense of it. Maybe you're berating yourself, chastising yourself, your body, your memory, your emotions. Ever so slightly, it doesn't have to be a big, huge emotion, but just a little bit of just that flavor, which can feel like a tightness in the heart. Feeling the contraction, maybe in the body, the heart. And now, having a felt sense of this memory, while feeling embodied, let yourself redo, do a redo in your body, in your heart, the felt sense. Well, this feeling, this memory comes up. Or maybe there was the Aikido move of patience with yourself, an extra dose of patience. Maybe you joked with yourself, oh, sweetheart, it's okay. You're getting a hang of this being a human thing. It's okay. Yeah, it's challenging. It's okay. Given all the causes and conditions, this is the best outcome for this moment, for your body, for your heart, for your mind. It's okay. It's all right. Whatever the situation was, the sense of could have, should have, would have, feel the tightness and then see what arises, this feeling, this Aikido move redirecting the energy of patience. It's okay. Patience with this body. It's doing the best it can. But this mind that is doing the best it can. And see what might arise in your heart and your body. Notice. Is there more settling, more peace, more ease, more energy available? More kindness available. And is there more uprightness, more aspiration available? Yes, sweetheart. It's okay. Patience, patience. More energy for a different outcome next time. More kind, more wise. More wholesome outcome next time. Now, if you wish, you can stay with this feeling, more spaciousness, or if you like, again, feeling your body on the cushion or the chair, your breath, feeling embodied, and opening up the heart, the body again, maybe this time, inviting the memory of a time, the recent times you were bit impatient, not as patient as you would have wished with someone else. And maybe it wasn't even so overt, maybe you didn't even lose your temper, but in your own mind, you knew that you were a little impatient, like, okay. Wanting them to see the point or get it or do something or not do something. Aware of this internal impatience. And feel for a little bit if it's okay, if it's not overwhelming, let yourself feel that contraction a bit in the body, just contraction of impatience, lack of patience. Doesn't feel so good, does it? Feels like it sucks the air out of the room. Sucks the air out of your lungs. Now relax and let's do a redo in our minds, in our hearts. Our memory, this thing is happening in our memory. And we're being patient, fully patient. They're doing the best they can, this being, with the causes and conditions of their background, their upbringing, their experience, their genetics, who they are. They're getting a hang of this being human thing, just like I am. I can give them space to figure it out in their own time. And give them the gift of patience. Give myself the gift of patience. And see how your heart might feel. Does the contraction loosen? Melt. Is there more ease? Offering yourself and this other being the gift of patience. And if there's impatience present, like it's not working, can you be patient with the lack of patience? It's okay. I'm getting the hang of this human being human thing too. Offering them patience. Maybe yourself too. See how soothing, calming, healing the self can feel. And notice how with more patience towards others, we can be more supportive, more wise in our actions towards them, more kind. It frees up energy for wisdom. Patience frees up energy for kindness and wisdom. Can there be patience with whatever is arising in this moment? Boredom, agitation, distraction. Not acquiescence, but patience. Patience has an uprightness to it. Immorality that acquiescence doesn't. See for yourself. And as we bring this practice period to an end together, can we offer patience to our hearts? In our aspirations to awaken, to be wiser and kinder, patience paves the path. Offering ourselves patience as a gift of kindness to enable wisdom. And may our patience, may our cultivation, our goodness be a cause and condition for kindness, awakening, goodness all around the world, all beings everywhere. May they be patient with themselves, patient with others, all around, for those who are like them, for those who are different. Patience, patience, patience. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. In praise of patience. So, time for reflections, what might have come up for you, if you would like to share for the benefit of others, your aha moments, maybe your questions, your challenges. We offer these as gifts to others. So, any reflections, any questions? comments in praise of patience. Or maybe more specific. And oh, you can always type in chat. If you type to me privately, I will read your reflection, but not your name. So it will be private. If you type to everyone, it will be both. I'll read your name and your reflection. You can also raise your Zoom hand. And Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
I wondered if patience extends to like giving yourself time enough to do some, let's say, practice, you know, that you want to sit for 45 minutes instead of 5 minutes, rather than get antsy and cut it short.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Tell me more. Yes, and I'm curious what's coming.
No,
up.
No, because it's sort of easy to say, oh, I know I'm progressing slowly, but, you know, I'm easily distracted, not in the sense of thinking of something, but wanting to do something else. And I need to do one thing for long enough before I drop it and do something else.
Well said. That's exactly right. There's this, it's, you know, given that you have the aspiration, just as you said, to awaken, to wake up, and you sit, and after 5 minutes, it's like, okay, I've got to do this other thing. Like, oh yeah, that's more important. Like, wait a minute, dear. What's your highest aspiration? What's really important to you, right? So could be, can you, and bringing patience there. This is a beautiful way, this beautiful quality. Oh, can I be patient with this agitation? Because maybe what's really underneath of wanting to get up and do something else is a sense of agitation. Can I be patient with myself? Or maybe there's different framing, as you were saying, like a sense of patience. Okay, I'm just going to be patient with me walking this path. I'm going to be patient and actually give it time, not just give it 5 minutes. So there's so many different
things. But it's also fully engaged with whatever that thing is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Patience is fully engaged. Yeah. Yeah. Patience is fully engaged. Resignation is not engaged. And that's another thing, yeah, to explore. Patience is fully engaged. Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Few other reflections here. Bill says, it seems to me that patience and love are closely related. Yes, indeed. Exactly. Thank you for that. Hugh says, thank you, Nikki. You're welcome, Hugh. Mary says, I love the reminder. Patience paves the path. Yes, you're welcome. Yes, patience paves the path. It is engaged. It is engaged. Active engagement with ourselves, with others. Patience paves the path. Yeah. Any other reflections before we share patience? Deborah says patience and acceptance are also related. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're both related and a little different, the same way that patience and love are related. And you know, it's like, I think of these as Venn diagrams, right? You know, you're familiar with the Venn diagrams, these circles, like you have these circles so that define a particular entity. So patience and acceptance have areas that are in common, but of course there are other aspects to them. And so in many ways, patience needs acceptance. Patience requires a level of acceptance that, yes, this is how things are right now. This is how things are right now. And how can I hold it? How can I hold this with both uprightness, with spaciousness, with goodwill, and with steadiness? There's a steadiness also, in patience. That's part of it. It's really fun to explore these qualities in the body, in the mind, like, oh yeah. And I'm so loving how all of you have been how the comments are coming in, like, oh yeah, these are related. Oh, those are related. Kind of feeling them in the in your body and mind. Yeah. So, if there are no other further reflections, maybe I'll pause for one more moment. So, okay. So, I'll invite you now to the small rooms. So, the invitation for the practice together is, first of all, showing up with patience, showing up with the quality of patience for yourselves, the quality of patience for others, which again has both love and acceptance in it, as observed. And each person will say one nugget, just one thing, could be about this practice today, or it could be about your relationship with patience, relationship with your patients in general. Does it come easily? Does it seem like a challenge? Or what nuance you've explored, you observed today as you were playing around with it? And so each person, one person will say one nugget, and then the other person will say another nugget. And then the next person will say one more nugget and it will come back to you. So you'll go around a few times. And let's go in alphabetical order according to the first name. And what else? Yeah, so each person just sharing from your own experience. If you wish, you can also offer silence and say pass and just hold presence. Patience, compassionate presence. That's perfectly okay. It's fine. So, yeah, I think that's all. So I'm going to open the rooms now and take care of yourselves, take care of each other, be kind. Here we go. And we have a couple minutes if any reflections came up from your conversations in the rooms together. You are welcome to raise your hand if you would, or type in chat. Questions, reflections? How is it to be in room and discuss patience with one another? What did you discover? Such a juicy topic. I see some smiles. I'll be patient with you. I am patient. Take your time. Fred, please.
Well, we discussed, among other things, being on the phone to AT&T. And I thought that was just, to me, that was just the perfect obstacle, the perfect task, the perfect learning situation of how to hang in there and maybe get what you want, but not make it worse.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. Thank you, Fred. That's a great example. Yeah. And we all go through examples like that. Yeah. Appreciate that. Barbara, please. Oops, please. You're still muted. There.
I have a similar example. I live on an island that has a drawbridge. And for the first time in the year and a half I've lived on the island, I went to leave and the traffic wasn't moving. We were backed up for blocks this way and that way. And you could see people that were unaware of it were getting really worked up. And those that know that the drawbridge is up were just sort of chillaxing. And, you know, none of us were going to get across the bridge any faster for getting all worked up. So
That's exactly right.
Opportunity for patience.
Yeah, for exercising, practicing. Thank you. Thank you for that. And there's one reflection privately that it's hard when someone takes up the whole time, seems to be happening a lot lately. So I appreciate that maybe in the groups also, you know, even though with the invitation that each person will just say a nugget and then the next person will say nugget and the next person will come back to you, it may not always happen that way. Even there's always the invitation to be mindful. And yet, especially with the topic tonight, I think that is the perfect, if that happened in your group, it's okay. It's a perfect opportunity to be patient with one another. It's like, it's okay if I don't say something tonight. I can exercise patience. That was the invitation anyway. Can you show up with patience for each other and yourself? So if you did that, yeah, you succeeded. Even if you didn't get award in Edgewise, yay, then you've practiced perfectly with metta and patience. So anyway, so thank you all. It's lovely to practice with you. And whatever we do, as long as we bring kindness to it, it's part of this practice. It's part of this practice. So I appreciate you showing up, you cultivating your heart for the purpose of serving yourself and all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Great. Thank you all. Thank you. Oh, and I will be traveling this next week. So you'll have some wonderful other supportive teachers who will be supporting the Sangha in the coming days. So, all right, I'm going to stop the recording.